Thanks for listening to the best of The Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Let's kick some ass on this Friday.
All right, let's do it. And speaking of kicking backside.
Yes.
Philadelphia did just that, as you and I both predicted. I was surprised so many people were picking the Giants because I don't get that. I mean, I guess they believed Odell that he had galvanized the locker room. But far from it, they were pummeled last night in Thursday Night Football, 34-13. And there's a lot of blame to go around. Everybody now, it seems that, Rob, even the staunchest Eli Manning supporters are now saying, you know what, we've got to move on. We need a new quarterback.
No, you heard the booing last night. I mean, these were the same people, you know, Chris, who were had their panties in a bunch when Eli got benched last season. You remember?
That's the point I was about to make. You can blame Eli. You can blame the offensive line. You can even say the defense gave up the ghost and quit last night. All that might be true. But I'm going to tell New York Giants fans to look in the mirror, because last year when Ben McAdoo benched Eli Manning, you know he had the blessing of John Mara, the owner. You know that. And when they did it, the fans went berserk. Former Giants went berserk. New York media went berserk. So much so that you forced, I shouldn't say forced, but John Mara reacted to the negative publicity.
There's no doubt about that.
Right? He did a complete about face, and that's what kept you from moving on and drafting another quarterback in this year's draft.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, I think that's why Giants fans are going, woe is me. And this is the sad part. They stuck to their guns. They were talking about Saquon Barkley. This is not a knock on him. He's had a great season. He's good.
He's spectacular.
Okay, so that's not the issue. It doesn't translate into wins if you don't have a good quarterback. They're in the same spot they were a year ago, Chris. You know what they were after six games? 1-5. That's where they are. Because in this league, you got to have a quarterback. What do we talk about all the time? You got to have one. Where would the Jacksonville Jaguars be? They would have beat New England and went to the Super Bowl if they could have, right?
Well, look, even to get that close to a championship as Jackson did last year in the AFC Championship game, and you don't have a great quarterback, you better have a historically great defense. That the only teams that win without a great quarterback have spectacular defenses. Baltimore, when they won with Joe Flacco.
Yep.
Chicago, when they won with Jim McMahon.
Tampa Bay.
Right. That's what it takes. And the Giants don't have the defense is okay.
It ain't world class where you can carry. Where you can carry a quarterback, and as long as he doesn't make the big turnover. You know what I mean? It's basically manage the game, don't hurt us by giving the ball away.
Right.
And we'll be good. But Giants coach Pat Shurmur today said, quote, we believe in Eli. I guess he has nothing. He can't say anything else because that's the quarterback he has now. But this whole notion, people wanted to run Ben McAdoo, the coach, last year out of town, and also Jerry Reese, the GM, who helped him win two Super Bowls and wanted to run him out of town.
Yep.
Because those guys saw
they did run him out of town.
They did. They wound up. But, I mean, at that time, they wanted him out even, right. You know what I mean? But
immediately.
I'm saying, but those guys saw it. They knew what was going on. They saw it, and the Giant fans were living in the past. I get it, Chris. He won you two Super Bowls. He made big throws. He gave Giants fans memories they'll never forget. You can say whatever you want about Eli, and I've said it. I'll take Eli any day and those two championships over a guy who plays well for the regular season and never wins in the playoffs. I'll take that any day. So we got it. But people need to move on.
He's 37 years old.
And looks like 47.
Everybody's not going to be Tom Brady.
Right.
I mean, that's an aberration. Drew Brees, those are aberrations. Eli Manning is done, and he's had a spectacular career. If he doesn't connect on another touchdown pass for the rest of his career, you can't take what he's done away from you. And as you said, it probably will get him in the Hall of Fame.
No doubt.
So there's no knock against him, but he's done.
How does he not make the Hall of Fame? He won two championships, but Chris, he knocked off the 18-0 Patriots. I mean, he was the MVP.
He wasn't. I'm with you. He's probably a Hall of Famer.
I tell you, he's definitely a Hall of Famer.
But this is what I'll say. Outside of New York, people don't think of Eli that way. New Yorkers act like they think he's a legend.
He is a legend.
He is a legend in New York. He's not a legend outside of New York.
But the only thing is, I think when you look at people, Marv Levy's in the Hall of Fame, Chris. How many Super Bowls as coach of the Buffalo Bills did he win?
But he got it done.
No, I'm just,
in the regular season.
But I'm asking you, how many
did
he win?
None.
I get your view,
but I'm saying all the voters might not see it that way. That's why I say probably. I think he will
when you beat the 18-0 Patriots on that team, if you remember Tom Brady and Randy Moss rewrote the record books. I'm telling you, He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
He probably, like I said, probably will. But there are a lot of voters, I bet, that would say he won't. So that's why I'm saying probably I think he'll get in. But here's that's neither here nor there. The issue is fans being so attached to Eli that you raise such a stink. And I get it, Ben McAdoo and really John Merrill. There's no doubt McAdoo didn't, in his second year as coach, make that decision by himself. He had to get it, you know, the ownership had to give him the go-ahead to do it. All right? But people were so angry that Mara just totally turned the opposite way. And I get it. They did it the wrong way. Maybe you could have let Eli start the rest of the season and then prepared to move on. There was no point in benching him at that point because the season was over anyway. Especially when you went to Geno Smith, you knew wasn't the quarterback of the future. You know,
because he can't play.
I was shocked. I was shocked they didn't start Davis Webb.
At least to try to see if he has anything. But maybe, and here's the other thing, Chris, you know how football works. They practice more than they play, and they normally know when a guy isn't good enough. And maybe that's why they thought Davis Webb, from watching him, in practice.
Yeah, because he's not. He doesn't have it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like they knew because you see it all the time. Even when Tim Tebow went to the Jets, you remember he couldn't get in? They watched him in practice. He wasn't good enough. It was just that simple.
But I would have because you knew Geno wasn't the man either.
No. They actually won the game that Geno started, which is funny. Yeah.
I would have thrown Webb in just to see. I mean, like you said, maybe he's one of these gamers. Doesn't practice well, but does it in the game. I don't know.
That was the excuse for Tebow all the time. Right. Well, he's not a good practice player. Well, I'm sorry to break it to you.
He wasn't a good game player either I don't even know if I could say until the last fourth quarter, but even then he wasn't great, but somehow they won a few games. But
There were games where a kicker kicked a 65-yard field goal and the camera was on Tim Tebow at the end of the game like he did something. It was just all into that.
I was in Cleveland when a similar thing happened. And check out how badly this hurt the Cleveland Browns. Bill Belichick, we know he was a failure in Cleveland.
No doubt.
Right? But the reason they ran him out of town, I actually thought he had that team headed in the right direction. I was just a high school reporter at that point. But I was watching and I thought he had that team headed in the right direction. And because he benched Bernie Kosar, and said he had diminishing skills.
Mm-hmm.
For Vinny Testaverde, the Cleveland just turned on him. The city, the fans, the media. Because Bernie, he wasn't Eli Manning, but you know, he was a homegrown kid from Youngstown, had been great in college at Miami of Florida, and you know, was pretty good at times in the NFL for the Browns. And when Belichick benched him, that was it. and they got rid of him. And look at what Cleveland's been for the last 25 years, and look at what Bill Belichick has been.
Right, you got to.
This could be this the version of that story that could happen for the Giants is if Sam Darnold, who you could have had, becomes a great quarterback,
and they'll have to be able to watch it unfold in New York. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the thing that's so crazy.
It's going to be right in their backyard. It's going to be right there, stadium.
In their face, this guy, and he's on his way. I mean, he's not perfect. He's a rookie, but they're on their way, and he's getting better and better. I think they made a big mistake.
They made a huge mistake. Let me reiterate this. This is nothing against Saquon Barkley.
Nothing.
He's tremendous. But here's the deal. It's the position. And a great running back is not going to by himself lead you to a Super Bowl. Eric Dickerson, no Super Bowls. Barry Sanders, no Super Bowls. O.J. Simpson, no Super Bowls. Adrian Peterson, LaDainian Tomlinson. Walter Payton won one, but it was at the end of his career when he wasn't really the driving force. Saquon Barkley could be historically great, and you still finish out of the playoffs more often than not.
Because you need a quarterback.
Got to have it.
You got to have it. And people say, well, they could look for one now. Wait a minute. You just had a draft where you had maybe five franchise quarterbacks to pick from, and you had the second pick overall? You're crazy.
They blew it. And this could eventually down the line cost Dave Gettleman, the GM, his job.
That was his, first pick ever.
Yeah.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific.
Speaking of guys that get drum rolls, this next guest is hilarious. You may have caught him on television. You may have caught him on tour. You need to go to his website, GaryOwen.com, for all his upcoming tour dates. He's an actor. He's been in Think Like a Man and Think Like a Man 2. He's been in Ride Along with Kevin Hart and Ice Cube. And you can check him out on Twitter at Gary Owen Comedy. And Gary Owen, welcome to the iClub. Well, it's a pleasure to have you, man.
Thanks for having me. When that song was popular, the Bengals, that's when they was running things.
Wow. Were the Bengals ever running things?
Come on now. If it weren't for Joe Montana, we'd have two rings.
Hey, they were pretty good, man.
No, Joe Montana threw a touchdown to win the Super Bowl in Cincinnati. I remember that very vividly.
They were a good team back then.
Who was
now,
that?
I understand you're calling in from your alma mater. You had a high school football game in Cincinnati?
Well, it's right outside of Cincinnati. It's Oxford, Ohio, where Ben Roethlisberger came from, Wally Szczerbiak, Miami of Ohio, Ron Harper.
Wow.
But, yeah, it's 12-0. We're losing. I'm surprised it's not on ESPN right now.
It should be on ESPN. Hey, now wait a minute. Just help me out. Wasn't there a famous radio guy from Los Angeles named Gary Owen? Wasn't he from...
Do you know that F?
Gary Owens, okay. Okay, that's what
Owens,
I was thinking.
You're thinking of Terrell Owens, where I'm more like Clive Owens.
I got you.
Yes, no F.
Well, you, Gary, you told us some of the great athletes from your area. Were you an athlete in high school?
My senior year, I wrestled. I was 3-30. I won three times and lost 30.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, you had heart. Question? You had heart. It tells me you had heart. Not much skill, but you had heart.
I'll make it even worse. I beat the same dude three times.
Oh, man. So you really beat nobody.
There was one guy in the city worse than you, huh?
What? Hey, it was, you grew up in a trailer park like I did. It was either come home to the trailer, or I was like, well, I could play sports. So I wasn't a good athlete, but I just did it to hang out. So it was like wrestle or come home to the trailer park. I was like, I'll just wrestle.
I hear you.
I didn't care if I wanted. I used to pay myself half the time.
Now I hear you.
How did you get involved in comedy? I mean, Chris knows, and we had Arsenio Hall on last week, and I told him I wanted to do a stand-up for 5 minutes one of these days. I just think I could do it. Just 5 minutes, that's it. I don't want to be a comedian. But how did you get involved? Were you always the class clown and made people laugh, or how did it happen?
Yeah, I was always class clown, most obnoxious. That's all I want to do. I don't want the kids listen to your show. I don't want to crush like what all their guidance counselors and teachers have told them their whole life. But I didn't take the SAT. I didn't take the ACT. I told my guidance counselor in high school, I'm going to be a comedian. I'm not going to college. I'm going to be a comedian. And they looked at me like I was crazy. I said, even when I met my wife, she said, do you have a plan B? And I was like, nope, this is it. I said, I'll either be broke doing it or I'll make it somehow.
That's amazing. You always need a plan B. I even had a plan B. I was going to sell donuts at the bus terminal, but it didn't work. It worked out for me.
Gary's plan A worked out. And you, Gary, you were the only white guy to ever host Comic View on BET.
How'd that happen?
Yeah, and I'm the only white guy. I have my reality show on BET.
Right, so, the Gary Owen show. And you're you were voted the funniest black comedian in San Diego. Now, how did all this come about?
Well, keep in mind, guys, it's San Diego. It was like Tony Gwynn and Natron Means.
And those only blacks there.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Have you seen the rents in San Diego?
It wasn't the funniest black guy in Brooklyn. I mean, competition in San Diego.
But shouldn't you have to be black to win that, or no?
Well, here's what it was. It was a radio calling contest. So I'm listening to this hip-hop station, and they said, we're looking for the funniest black comedian in San Diego. So I called in. I didn't say I was black or white.
Right.
And then I just showed up, and they was like, oh. So I ended up winning.
Wow.
And that was it.
It's the iCouple, Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. We're joined by comedian Gary Owen. And Gary, you are a big-time Bengals fan, naturally, being from Cincinnati. You brought them up earlier. They look pretty good so far. What do you think? Are they for real? Do they have a shot? Honestly, I know the fan in you saying, yeah, they got a shot. But do you honestly believe they have a shot to get to the Super Bowl?
Well, we're going to know this week. Well, I mean, this week's going to be the telltale sign, because the Steelers, they're like our abusive stepfather. Like, they just got our number for whatever reason. And if we can beat them at home this week, then we got a shot. If we lose, I mean, honestly, I think if we win Sunday, we go 12-4, 11-5. If we lose, 8-8.
Yeah, but the only problem is, even with the good years you guys have had, is that you guys are 0-7 your last seven playoff games. That's where you get to the postseason and nothing seems to happen right for Cincinnati. Why is that?
Well, let's break down every year. I'm glad you brought that up. First year.
School him.
First year Dalton was there. We were 9-7, but we didn't beat any good teams. And we lost to the Texans. We had no business being in the playoffs. We just had a schedule lined up. You know, where we got lucky. Second year, Texans beat us. Okay, we just lost that one. No excuses. Then we lost to the Chargers. Again, no excuses. We should have won that game. The year after that, we're against the Colts. A.J. Green's out. Start running backs out. We were beat up. We were just beat up going to that game. So when you got your number one wide receiver, number one running back out, it's hard to win those games. And then I don't want to bring up the Steeler game with the fiasco when Jeremy Hill fumbled and the thing you have with Vontaze Antonio, that hurt my soul. Now, that would hurt. That hurt my soul.
Now, you're also a huge LeBron fan. I'm going to warn you, I'm a LeBron fan as well, but my partner is the biggest LeBron James hater outside of Skip Bayless.
What are you talking about? I'm number two?
Yes, you're right.
Oh,
you
my
probably
God.
You mate, should I put you at 1A? You think you're 1A?
I think I'm close. 1A.
Yeah, you were upset by number 2. You said I'm either 1 or 1A.
But I'm not a hater, I'm just a realist. That's all.
Gary, look, I think LeBron is the second best player of all time behind Michael Jordan. Where do you stand on the LeBron GOAT conversation? And I want you to make your case for him to Rob Parker.
I am 100% agreeing with you, Chris. Second best player behind Michael Jordan. I mean, look how every team he goes to, he turns the whole franchise around. He goes to Miami. They're losing the first round of the playoffs the year before. They're in the finals every year he's there. Goes to Cleveland. I mean, they're on only time you see Cleveland, they're on ESPN Classic before LeBron got there. And then all of a sudden they're in the finals every year. Go ahead.
Gary, I was going to say, let me see. He was in Cleveland for 11 years total. How many championships?
He got one.
Okay. All right. So I just want to make sure we're all on the same page.
So you're telling me LeBron,
five trips to the finals.
So, hold on. So Robert Horry's better than LeBron?
No, I didn't say that. Nope, I didn't say that.
Andrew Morrison's got two rings.
I'm just saying.
He's taking you to school, right?
No, I'm just saying that before you get all worked up and he changes every franchise that he shows up to and all that, he was in Cleveland for 11 years, got one championship. If he didn't outstack the deck in Miami and destroy the Eastern Conference, he wouldn't have those two. And they only won two out of four, which wasn't impressive. You know that. Now stop it, Gary. Bro, it wasn't impressive.
Bro, the deck, hold on. The deck is stacked because LeBron's there. The deck isn't stacked if he's not on the team. He's the one that stacks the deck.
So why'd they lose the last two finals in uncompetitive fashion against the Warriors?
Literally, they're going against probably, and this is, everybody can argue it, that's the best team ever assembled. Arguably. That Warrior team? Come on now.
Now, your wife, we heard, is a Warriors fan. That must be tough for you come finals time when they're beating up on LeBron.
Yeah, she's from Oakland. So I just got to deal with it.
Does she have an Oakland booty? Yes or no?
Come on now, Rob.
Rob, excuse my partner. He's trying to impress you, Gary, so he can get on comedy.
Isn't that what they talk about? Oakland
he
booty.
Wants you
I'm
to
just
let
asking.
Him. Oh, he wants well, you to put Mike, him on as a warm up act.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
see how he left off the LA face because it's LA face with an Oakland booty.
Okay,
come on
you're
now,
right.
Rob.
Okay,
you got the total package.
All right.
Now you're good friends with Kevin Hart. And Kevin Hart's been beefing with a lot of comedians, man. Cat Williams, Mike Epps. What's going on with all that? And are you there for backup for your boy?
I stay out of it. If Kevin's LeBron, there's a lot of Rob Parkers out there coming after him.
Oh, there
That's
you go.
That's what it is.
That's a good one.
It,
I like that.
You know, I try to stay cool with everybody. I'm like middle of the road. You know, I'm like Kevin. Remember when like Meek Mill and Drake had the beef, and then Drake and Chris Brown had the beef. Kevin was cool with everybody, so I'm just gonna be cool with everybody. I'm just middle of the road. I'm the commissioner. I'm just there.
I feel you. Now you were in, as we said earlier, you were in Think Like a Man, Think Like a Man Too. I gotta ask you, does the Think Like a Man advice work? Does that work for women?
Which one's that? The 90-day rule?
Yeah, that and everything else. That's the real, that's the one everybody cares about, right? The 90-day rule.
90 days?
Listen, all that, I slept with my wife on the second day. 20 years later, we still together.
Yep. And you know what? The other thing is, Gary, is if a guy's goal is to get it, he will wait you out and then still bounce even after 90 days. He will.
If that's a fact.
Am I right? If that's his goal.
That's the first thing we agreed upon this whole interview.
There you go. If that's his goal, Chris, I'm serious. He'll wait you out and then do what he got to do and then still bounce.
But there's a lot of women, and I'm not just focusing on the 90-day rule. A lot of women are reading that book like it's gospel. They're really trying to live all that out, right?
Now, all you got to do, man, and I say this with my wife and I, if I give any relationship advice, only I can say is do not compare yourself to any other couple if you're with somebody. Everybody got to go through something behind closed doors. And I don't know how people go outside their marriage when they're looking for advice how to fix their marriage, how they go on Dr. Phil or read a book.
Right.
If people don't know you, they don't know what your personality is. There's not like some magic pill that can make fix a relationship.
No
question. We keep all our stuff in house.
That's right. That's good advice, man. You've been making it work 20 years. So Gary, man, we appreciate you joining the Odd Couple. Where's your next show at? We're all over the nation. So give fans out there, let them know where you're gonna be appearing next.
I'm in D.C. tomorrow night at the MGM Grand Casino. And then next week I'm in Ontario, California, which is, you know, Rancho Cucamonga. Think of next Friday. That's in the Inland Empire out there. Like I said, my schedule's on JerryOwen.com. That's got all my dates on there.
Okay.
I'm in a different city every week.
All right, man. Sounds good. We appreciate you joining us, and we'll keep an eye on your Bengals for you.
That's right.
Appreciate it. Hey, Rob, stop the hate, man.
No hate. I love everybody. I love
Gary,
everybody.
Rob is coming for you. I'm telling you, he's despite this interview, he's really funny. And so you'll see him on a stage at some point.
Okay, I'll be there.
All right.
I can't wait.
There you go.
All right, man. Thanks a lot.
Appreciate you guys.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Somebody who definitely believes in himself is Odell Beckham Jr. And Rob, how do you feel about what he's doing? You know, the Giants just gave him the huge contract, $65 million guaranteed. And he was supposed to be a leader on this team. He's been struggling in that role, I think we can say. Last night, now he's catching some heat because in addition to the interview, and you heard he got fined for that, right?
Yes, for the interview.
The Giants fined him for the interview he did with Josina Anderson where Lil Wayne was sitting next to him and he criticized the offense and the schemes that the Giants were running, said they weren't putting him in great position to be his best self. He essentially criticized Eli Manning and then talked about how he wasn't sure that he was happy in New York. And they fined him. And then last night in their blowout loss to the Philadelphia Eagles, he ran into the locker room or walked into the locker room with 1 second left for the last play.
But the offense was on the field, right?
Offense was on the field, last play of the first half, and he's walking into the locker room. Now, he said it was because he was cramping and he needed an IV.
And he needed as much time as he could get on it, you know?
Right. I mean, look, it's hard to question a guy's injury, but he was walking. When you've seen LeBron James cramping, not to compare all athletes, but when you've seen LeBron James cramp in the finals or in an NBA game, he has to be helped off the court with, you know, by people. He's like on the shoulders of two people, you know, and not walking out. And Odell was walking out like he was fine, but, you know, maybe
but you
he was
don't know,
cramping.
Right.
Yeah, but right. It just wasn't a good look. It was only one play left. It wasn't like it was 5 minutes left, 3 minutes, even 2 minutes left. And then he, you know, was going off on the sidelines in his defense to himself. You know, he was kind of getting himself hyped up. He was yelling at a fan apparatus on the sideline, hitting his helmet against the fan to get himself going. But what do you think? Is he being a good leader? Is this really a problem for the Giants? And do you blame them for, you know, maybe not expecting this to happen after they gave him all that money?
I blame them for expecting something different. Look at it this way. Real simple. Chris, if you marry an alcoholic, you can't be surprised that they want to stop off at the liquor store on the way home. Okay, so they knew this is who he is. He's been doing this forever. So you really thought when you gave him the money, he was going to do less? No, you know what you do, Chris? Actually, when you're financially secure for the rest of your life, you do more.
Yeah.
If you were loud before, you're louder now. It's totally the Giants. He was quiet, Chris, for 2 weeks.
He was crying for about 2 or 3 months.
Before he got the money. That's
right.
The rest of his career has not been quiet.
You know what that shows? That shows that he can have some degree of self-control. And he is, he's got the money, he's got the security. He's choosing not to exercise that self-control. He clearly loves attention. And I'm an old OBJ fan. I like him. But I got to say this. If I'm a teammate and I see this guy going off causing distraction, I'm not even just talking about the interview, but I'm talking about just on the sidelines going off like that, it can be a little bit bothersome.
Yeah, but
I mean, it just can.
But it's,
and we've seen guys do it before, but one of those guys, Dez Bryant, you see where he's at now. Like, this is a situation again, and OBJ is tremendous, and he's going to be tremendous for many more years. But when a guy like that loses something or isn't producing, you're going to be gone with the quickness.
Well, yeah, when he's not producing. But the problem is, all I'm saying is the Giants, I mean, yeah, the Giants knew what they were getting into. They just did. And now it's you can't go back and act like, oh, my goodness, what's going on? He's been doing these antics since he came into the league. You're right. He loves attention. This is what he does. The Giants thought something different. Shame on them if they thought there was something different. They were willing to put up with whatever before because he's so talented. If he was not talented, they wouldn't put up with it. And if you really didn't want him, you should have made a trade of whatever just to get rid of him and not give him the $65 million guarantee. But they're stuck with him. And he's not going to change, Chris. I'm telling you. This is who he is. And the Giants should just be ready for these antics as long as he's still there.
Well, and I think it'll just get worse and worse the worse that they play.
Especially, right, if they can't get him the ball, Eli can't, you know, perform at a high level, you think it's going to go away?
And if he wants attention, I mean, he's going to become the show. Now, Saquon Barkley is a reason to watch the Giants. But Odell Beckham, in addition to his great play, his antics will keep the Giants in the news. And I think that's just going to become more and more. We know, like we said, he loves attention. If he can't get the attention on the field because of his great play, because they can't get him the ball, he's going to get the attention some other way. And he's going to get it by acting out. And you're right, the Giants are going to have to deal with this. So it's going to be a long season and maybe a long few years for these Giants.